It will serve as a tool to tell the story of amateur radio and being a pathway to tomorrow's technical careers. A site locator is now live on the ARRL Ham Radio Open House page at www.arrl.org/open-house. Fitting clubs may enter their information so that local hams and members of the public may find the event. Public Relations Workshop for those organizing an event is being held via Zoom on Wednesday, March 19th. It is open to any amateur radio public information volunteer, but will be especially valuable to ARRL Public Information Coordinators, Public Information Officers, Section Managers, Affiliated Club Coordinators, Club Presidents, and other leaders. Registration is required. And if you are unable to make the live interactive event, a recording will be available afterwards. More information on how to create a ham radio open house at your club's station, visit www.arrl.org/World Amateur Radio Day. The ARRL San Joaquin Valley Section, SJV, conducted the Perfect Storm, an amateur radio emergency exercise on March 5th through the 7th. Section Emergency Coordinator, SEC, Dan Schoen, WL7COO, asked that a section-wide exercise be created that would engage both amateur radio operators and non-amateurs to become more active in their community's emergency preparedness and response capabilities. There were 120 participants from 9 counties within the SJV section and 2 counties outside of the section, Los Angeles and San Diego. Both amateurs and participants equipped with General Mobile Radio Service, GMRS radios, gathered local situation awareness data. The exercise culminated with a 2-hour period during which local groups forwarded their data to a mock incident command post. At the same time, leaders of the groups were asked to participate in a live hot voice on Zoom, where the results were reviewed and errors could be corrected in real time. SJV Section Manager Steve Hendricks, KK6JTB, said the perfect storm exceeded expectations, and SEC Coordinator Spahn reported that the exercise was a resounding success. "We wanted to engage many different organizations and especially young hams," said Hendricks. "It is important to tap into their excitement and engage them so when a disaster does strike, they can become a vital part of the team." The SJV section is now planning to have 2 exercises a year. You can read more about the ARRL San Joaquin Valley section at their Facebook page, San Joaquin Valley Section, ARRL, Facebook.